Happy 2020. Hello, peoples. So we're first podcast back for 2020, and it's just going to be a short one. Just want to go over some tips to start the year. Now, speaking about digestion or eating, we really want to make sure that we're not calorie counting. If we're going to count anything, it's going to be nutrients. Calorie counting is old school, restrictive, making ourselves small, and it doesn't really ever take into consideration sustainable, long-term, or changeable. So if you have a think about it, day to day, week to week, our body's needs change. We want our body to be able to recover, to be able to reduce inflammation, to be able to do its amazing healing processes overnight and during the day. And we need nutrients for that to happen. Now, our needs for nutrients change all the time. Might have a great sleep, might have a not great sleep, might have a lot of stress at work, might have an easy few days at work, might be traveling, might not be traveling, might have some issues at home, might have some issues with friends, might have a great time with friends and be out much later and dancing all night, might be exercising more, exercising less. We might be a little bit under the weather and our body needs more nutrients. Our digestion might not be on track. There might be so much, and there always is so much going on with us in our lives, especially nowadays, that our body has different requirements all the time. And the only way to do this properly is with nutrition intuition, something that I have been using that I coined many, many years ago, and it's the only way to go. And learning how to understand your body, what it wants, what it needs, and when is the only way forward. Now, if we're speaking about digestion, we need to understand that if we're eating really quickly, that's going to hinder the digestive process. If we are eating in a stressed state, that's going to hinder the digestive process. So do yourself a favor. Here's a tip. Check how long it takes you to eat a main meal. I know a lot of people who can get through a main meal in 3 to 5 minutes. Please at least make it 10 minutes. Slow it down. The digestive process starts in the mind. When we see our food, when it looks delicious, when we can smell it, then we taste it, then we say, oh, is that smooth? Is that crunchy? What does that feel like in my mouth? The digestive process starts in the mind when we look at our food. So make sure that you're enjoying your food, you're taking the time to digest it, taking the time to eat it slowly. And when you are eating it, you're not watching the news, you're not watching horror films, you're not reading an email that's upsetting for you. You're not eating straight after just having a disagreement with someone. Make sure you're in a great state to absorb that food. So there are a couple of tips for you. Take yourself away from the computer at work for lunch. Go for a little bit of a walk. Sit on a park bench. Do whatever you need to do to take yourself away for 10 minutes and eat your lunch slowly. Be present with yourself, your body, and your food, and it will make the most massive difference to your digestion. I have seen the most incredible results with people who just do these couple of things. So there are a couple of tips to get you going for 2020, and I will look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye.